this is really something that characterized her life. It wasn't that she just, on the Lord's Day, helped the saints do X, Y, or Z, and the rest of the week she was ministering to herself. This is something really, the fact that completely characterized her whole life, her whole being, her whole purpose that the Lord had given her here, to minister to the saints in whatever natural abilities and gifts that He had given her, she was using it to minister to those that had a need. So it wasn't just something that she did, you know, in a half-hearted way, as you were saying, but it was really something that completely controlled her life.
She started the same way as Philip. Philip was giving food to the widows. She was making clothes for the widows. They were doing the same thing. Something that is not... some kind of necessity. People need food and need clothes. There is nothing... They didn't say that she was preaching the gospel or she was teaching anybody. None of that. She just had the ability to sew and to make clothes, and she was using that to honor the name of the Lord by giving it to people who are in need.
Spend and being spent. Mm-hmm. Here's a woman who engaged herself in every way, exhausted herself. Now, this is what true discipleship is. It's not something that's going to be half-hearted. It's going to be that I have to expend every energy that I have in the service of the Lord. Now, where is it going to lead me? What happens to her? She fell sick and died. Think of that. Isn't the service that I'm involved in for the Lord to be to the extent that I'm prepared not only to spend and be spent, but it meant that I might have to give up my full life to the point of sickness and death? He will take us to that extreme. It's a service that's going to sometimes wear us out to the point of sickness and possible death. But it is with His interest in view that I'm prepared to lay down my life on the altar and be spent even to the point of death. And this is where Dorcas got. All the service that she did, she never thought for one moment of her own interest. Well, let me secure my life here. Let me make sure that I am in the best of health and things of that nature. Her concern was, let me spend every energy in the service of Christ's interest, even if it leads to the point of sickness and death.
Epaphroditus as well, right?
Yes.
It says, for the work of Christ, he was near unto death.
Yes.
But God had mercy on him.
Yes.
And brought him, spared him.
So are you suggesting that we have to adjust our thinking? Someone once mentioned that we live in McDonald's society, that we expect instant coffee, hamburgers within 30 seconds, a life that we do something and immediately once we've completed it, we want to rest. One of the things they say about Generation X is that the young people or the those that fall under that title, that they're in a very lethargic, restful state, that they're not interested in working hard. Do a little bit of work. I'm satisfied with that. Let me rest. The world is geared toward entertainment today. Right? We can sit down and watch 2 hours of basketball. You turn on the tube any hour of the day and you can see something to entertain you. And so, but you have something completely different here. Dorcas was not interested in resting much at all. Matter of fact, as Brother Dave said, she pressed on so hard that it wore her out. And we only have one life to live. What is that?
Only one life will soon be passed.
Only what's done for Christ will last.
How many of you have ever made a coat? Well, most of us guys have not, but there are girls here that sew. Matter of fact, Giovanna had a beautiful outfit on yesterday that she and her mother had made on Christmas Day. Mm. Beautiful. I want you to consider, these widows were weeping. Were they weeping just because the coat maker was gone? I mean, let's put this into focus now and see that Christ had touched their lives through this dear widow. This is what we have to see, that this was real work, a coat Karen sews all the time. Making a coat's a big deal. Making a shirt, she's made my shirts for years that I wore when I traveled to the mines. She made them all. It wasn't a little thing. It was a real labor of love. But the greatest thing was that she brought Christ. She ministered Christ to those that were in need. Now I'm going to ask you a question. How did she find them? Was there a bulletin board somewhere in town that says so-and-so needs a coat? Do you think that's how she found these people? That she went to the bulletin board and their name was up there and this one needs a coat today? We were talking at lunch today. How we need the Lord's help to have our eyes open for opportunities that the Lord gives us. That's the way these things are going to be worked out. Someone walks by and they miss it completely. And another sister comes by and she sees, ah, there's the opportunity I've been looking for to serve the Lord in that way. And she does it. That's what this sister did. I'm looking again at the verse, these widows stood by weeping and showing the coats and the garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. How she had touched their lives with the love of Christ. And they felt it keenly. When the Lord took her away, they felt a real loss because one who had ministered Christ to them had been taken from their midst. Now, we need to see that in our service, in the use of our talents and the abilities the Lord has given to us. We've said over and over, this is not just public preaching. This is not just standing on a platform. But this is ministering Christ day by day in the assembly, and not only in the assembly, because we come into contact with many that have never heard of brethren or the grounds of gathering that we have. And they belong to the Lord. And they are a responsibility for you and I, aren't they? To minister Christ to them too. We're of the same body. We just have to recognize that. So this was a busy, busy woman. And I think what an example for us.
I think also to emphasize the point that she could have made the coats and had them sent to these ladies. But she took the time to actually be with them, spend time with them, so they got to know her and know what she was about. And made that much more of an impact on their lives because she took the time to spend with them.
But here she had a talent and she used it for the Lord. She could have made coats because she apparently was very good, industrious in making clothes and sold it.
Yeah, that's right.
And make a living out of that and keep it for herself. Said, you know, I don't know. I don't read of her having a husband. Maybe she didn't have a husband. And she said, well, maybe I'll just got to work hard and have it for myself. But what she did an investment. And look what's the end. The whole city, many have believed in the Lord in verse 42. Here's an investment. All she did, she didn't even think about anything more than, I'm going to invest whatever the Lord has given me, and I will do that. It's really important. I think sometimes we miss the point when we talk about the brothers all the time.
That's right.
I really believe, I do believe that sisters have more impact in the life of believers, in the fellowship, than brothers. I really do believe that. Look, Moses' mother did not cross the Red Sea, did not part the Red Sea. Did not stand up before Pharaoh and did all of these miracle things. Did not write the 5 books of Moses. Okay? Did not do any of that. She did one thing. She raised up Moses. That is how important the sister work is. Nothing public at all. You don't read a couple of verses about Moses' mother in the whole scripture. That's it. You have books about Moses. But she was the one who trained her son. And you young sisters, you older sister, have a great responsibility in knowing the word of God. In investing what the Lord has given you. Raising up the children. The day will come. You young sisters here who will have husbands. Will have children. The way you raise up those children. It's going to have impact generation after generation. It is what the mother does with the children. Dorcas was doing that. She said, well, I don't have children. I could take care of the widows. I'll pick up some people and bring them to a young people conference or to the meeting or to do something. Many things sister could do.